Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Firefighters have managed to extinguish a ferocious two-storey house fire northeast of Perth. Crews were called to the home on Hatfield Place in 2J just before 1 p.m. today. Thankfully, no one was inside. No word yet on what the cause is. The Prime Minister says he's absolutely confident that a review into supermarkets will help bring down prices at the checkout. An interim report has recommended massive financial penalties for those caught ripping off shoppers and farmers. Anthony Albanese has told the ABC he wants a fair go for all.
What is happening at the moment is the power of the supermarkets with just a voluntary code of conduct has seen a lack of confidence in the system.
A watch and act alert remains for a bushfire burning in Greater Geraldton. The blaze is posing a possible threat to lives and homes in parts of Narngulu. Fireys are strengthening containment lines and have managed to contain the blaze, but it's not yet under control. 40K zones outside WA schools will be expanded to include all warden-controlled school crossings. It's a part of a $10 million boost to the state's road safety announced by the Transport Minister today. Qantas is revamping its frequent flyer program, giving customers more flight options to redeem their points. CEO Vanessa Hudson says the new Classic Plus system is in addition to Classic Rewards.
Classic Plus will unlock 20 million more reward seats. That's four times the amount of Classic Rewards.
In sport, WA's Deputy Premier is questioning why the Dockers appear to be at the wrong end of a number of umpire controversies. The AFL has admitted the umpire made the wrong call in Saturday's loss to Carlton, while an umpire has admitted he didn't exactly hear what Jordan Clark said when he was done for dissent. Rita Saffiotti says it happens a lot to Frio.
As Docker supporters, we have gone through a lot. Whether it's a siren gate, whether it's an umpire catching the ball, we always seem to be at the wrong end of these decisions.